Oh no, that's Mike Judge.
Mike Judge is awesome.
Sorry, guys.
Mike Judge has a resume almost as long as my penis.
Almost.
Almost.
Cold opener. Just kidding.
You gotta start out hard with some good dick jokes.
He said start out hard.
you can't get limp in the middle there.
Nope. You certainly can't. And that's how we're going to start this week's episode of Welcome to Rantyville. Hi, I'm TRB.
And I'm Heather D.
Welcome to Rantyville.
Hey, don't disparage eating booty, because eating booty is where it's at.
Oh my god.
That's again. Right. I'm a member of a prestigious gang called Eat a Booty Gang. We eat that booty.
It's true. You guys have jackets and everything.
You're the only man I know that sets his place at the table with a spoon and a fork to get the hair out of the way.
There's nothing wrong with au naturel.
A spoon and a comb.
How did we get to this point in this so soon?
We're just so good at it.
You didn't say anything about when he was like, Mike Judge's resume is like my penis. It's very long. But the minute I talk about exploring the nether regions of your lover, you're like, I can't have this. This is too much. Too much.
We have never crossed the boundaries of ass eating on this episode or this thing ever.
This fine program is only go in the front door at the restaurant to eat.
Mm-hmm. This is a family program, Mr. Tyler Daniels.
Ooh, family program. Not said, eating ass. Ugh,
said
more ass
no
for me.
One ever.
No, right?
I disagree. Everyone eat booty.
Oh, God. Only Tyler. Only Tyler. So, yeah.
No, there's millions of us. Millions of us.
He's very passionate.
He is. I can see him now at the tender age of 45 at an AEA meeting. Everybody's going to be like, oh, did you bring your chip? And he's like, nah, I broke down and ate some ass Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Gotta turn it back in. I'm sorry. I let you guys down.
Ah, it's funny. It's funny because it's not true.
That's the first step in recovery.
I'm not a dick. I'm addicted to a lot of other things. Not addicted to... Well, I'm addicted to that. But you know what? You can't dissuade me. I'm going to keep doing it.
So, everyone meet Tyler Daniels.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Tyler's along for the ride this week to Rantyville because he used to have a show on this network.
Mm-hmm. I did, and then I was really bad at it, and then the network was like, we're going to take a break for a while, and I was like, oh, thank God. And then I went back to journalism school and learned nothing. But we went on a couple of panty raids. It was a fun time. Got my degree. Nothing happened.
Hey, nice. High five for that, though. I didn't even know any of that.
That's two of us with degrees, sir. Bravo.
All of you guys.
Bravo. Heather's just got a cornfield, that's all.
Yeah.
Heather has a degree. We went to junior college together.
Apparently anything Mr. D plants, it grows.
It's true. Not anymore, though. We have decided to strip the soil of all of its nutrients.
This is Iowa.
She took the scorched earth approach.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, you know, I gotta pull up some show notes here, because Tyler and I spoke about this last night, actually.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
You're a mom. You're like, you have to deal with three kids. I just imagine you juggling all three in the air, and as soon as, like, they go to bed, you just light a smoke, let out a gigantic fart, and then just fall asleep.
That's exactly what happened, yeah. But no, I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning and saw a missed Skype call, messages, and I'm just like, oh, crap. And it was only 9:30.
Hey, it happens. It's all right.
I was exhausted. It's been a fucking week. These kids have been testing my fucking patience.
Oh, yeah? Oh boy. Let's hear about it. Let's hear about the old kiddos.
Okay. This is, oh my god. Okay. So first of all, we have three freaking children. Nora has decided to maniacally laugh now, which is hilarious and adorable, until I came home from work one day, and I saw her watching, sitting in Mr. Heather D's lap, watching him play God of War, and I'm like, oh god, my child's going to try to kill me now. So, we had that whole thing happen. And then my middle child, he is almost four. He refers to his butt as bunnies.
Oh.
Yes. I believe I've spoke about this before. But
yes.
So
I love it. It is so funny.
It's so cute and funny, but at the same time, like, where did they come up with this shit?
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, is to be like, that's fucking adorable and hilarious, and just don't do it anymore. And you're getting in trouble right now, but I'm also laughing my ass off and tears are coming out of my face. So yeah, if you don't know, my child refers to his butt as bunnies. I did not know this the first time. And he's just like, hey, mom,
you don't think people usually think of, so.
No, it's not a normal thing. He, first time mentioned this, he brings it up. He says, mom, do you want to see my bunnies? And I'm just like, oh, sure, maybe you drew a picture of a bunny at school today. And he's just holes in his pants. Okay, so bunnies means butt. So we're on the same page here. Now, after this, he
Tyler eats bunnies.
Hey, that makes things so creepy. Hey, girl, let me eat some bunnies. No.
Don't do that. That will not work. I'm just telling you. Yeah, so the next thing, though, he does is ask me if I want to see his bunnies hop. I'm just like, good lord, I know you're talking about twerking right now. Do not.
Oh.
Yeah, so we've had this discussion, and now we decided that we will not show our butts, and we will keep our butts, our bunnies caged. Bunnies need to stay in the cage. Now, they have been threatening, because we went to a birthday party, because that's what you do when you have young kids, they get invited to birthday parties all the fucking time, where one of his classmates told his dad, I pooped in my pants, do you want to see, as he's pulling his pants down in front of the entire birthday, and my children think that's fucking hilarious. So they have been threatened.
To be fair, that is kind of funny, the way you described it. I think if I was there, and I was like, great, child ass, I'd be like, no, but you just telling that story, where he's like immediately just turns his head and be like, you want to see? And his pants already has ankles, and he's lifting his shirt up so he can see the whole moon. Oh, wow, beautiful.
It was a trip. That was the most exciting thing about the whole birthday party, actually. But since then,
son of a bitch.
Yeah, since then, my children, who just think everything is hilarious, have been threatening to expose their bunnies and let their bunnies out of the cage in public. And I'm just like, if you fucking do that, your tablet is mine. it's been fun. I'm not even done yet. This is the crazy thing. Okay, so
is this where you reveal what the sock hop is?
We're not even at that point yet. We're not getting there tonight.
Little party boy.
By the way, guys, we were tidying up the other day. I threw away the fucking party hat. Oh my god, I got it out of the house. I'm so fucking happy.
Make sure we get that. I mean, I've got your address. We can Amazon. We can take care of that.
I can't.
You know me. When I get drunk and I have that Amazon Prime, I'm like just gonna send weird shit.
No. I finally got rid of it. It does not need to come back into this house because it's finally gone.
You're right. It doesn't need to come back. Three need to come back so each child can have.
Yeah. I mean,
I will.
Equality. Come on.
How many fights probably happened because there was only one? Whereas now you can have three and everyone will be happy.
Yeah, and even though Nora won't understand it, you know, it's a gender equality thing. I don't want her to grow up later and be like, where's my party hat?
Yeah, I mean, that would cost serious
issues. She'll see pictures and be like, I'm so happy that, like, I could be with my brothers.
No, we're not doing that, guys. I will literally kill you. Do not do that.
Translation. Yeah, so. Prime now that shit. Have it here in 2 hours. Oh. If you, well, I don't even know if you have Prime now in the cornfield.
Oh yeah, we have access to the internet. It is surprising, but we do.
But you have the 2-hour delivery?
Oh God, no! 2 hours?
By cow, but it'll still get.
I can have... prime now beer and wine.
That's insane and it's not fair great. At all.
Oh yeah, I don't even have to leave the house.
Wait, we have 2-day delivery.
Oh wait! Hold on, you got to explain this to me. So you're saying if I didn't want to leave the house to get beer, they would just bring beer to me? And it wouldn't be like 10 times as expensive.
Let's see. Let's just go into Prime Now right now.
I mean, honestly, right. Do they not realize that that service will make millions here in the Midwest?
Yeah, but they have to have, civilization.
That's true. They've got Ubers before they get 2-hour Amazon Prime.
Right, you know what? We're just going to click on beer. All right. Do I need a 12-pack of Blue Moon, a 12-pack of Corona? Let's see. There's 4 pages of options. So I'm going to click on the first thing, which is going to be PBR. Some good old Pabst Blue Ribbon, a $10 12-pack. All right, we go up to the cart. Oh, wait. Oh yeah, that's pricey because I forgot to take my other ones out from earlier. All right, we proceed to checkout. And for some people listening, they're going, yeah, do this shit all the time. Let's see.
I was so excited about the beer that my Skype kicked me off because it was like, this is getting weird. He's got a boner. He's dialing up numbers to get beer sent to his house as we speak.
Yeah, no, it's, you know what? It's really not all that expensive. So I could literally start day drinking tomorrow and have my beer delivered between 10 and 12 for $4.99.
Jeez.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
And I don't know if it's at the Amazon warehouse or if they go to 7-Eleven or, or what, but...
A robot brings it to you. Please tell me a robot brings it to you.
Oh, wouldn't that... you know what? I'd want to see the drone.
Mm-hmm. Just dropping a case of beer on your head.
Well, no. I'd want to see the drone because I'd want to see how many people are following it. Because they're like, oh shit, that thing's got a 12-pack of Corona on it. We got it.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's see if they're home.
That'll be madness.
It comes down to land in my house, and there's like 14 cars coming up the street, and I'm like, no, it's mine. Do the fucking was it the birds from Finding Nemo? Mine.
Yeah.
My luck, it would hit a fucking goose.
Mm-hmm. So, Disney movies, by the way, my child refers to Lilo and Stitch as Lilo and Bitch, and it's the funniest thing.
Nice. And you just say, hey, he's got a speech impediment, leave him alone.
That's what, he came home from school today, and he's just like, we watched Lilo and Bitch at school today, and I'm just like, oh, God, I hope that everyone thinks you have a speech impediment.
Lilo and Bitch.
Damn it, they don't offer it in my city.
That's so not okay.
I mean, the cost of living's a little higher, but there's some houses for sale on the street. Come on down.
Woo-hoo. There we go.
Yeah.
It'd be worth it for beer delivery.
Yeah, because then we could also take a trip and I could show you guys this thing called the ocean.
I've only heard of these things.
I studied in a geography
in 4th grade.
The ocean is
like a field of water instead of corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I've seen the ocean once as a child, and I only remember it because I was picking up dead jellyfish off of the sand, and my parents were like, no, don't do that.
Yeah,
because it was just a used condom that you were like, this came from the ocean, this is a jellyfish. And you're like, no.
That's probably exactly what happened. I'm like picking up trash. I'm like, ooh, starfish. Ooh, magical ocean animals. And they're like, put the fucking beer bottle and the fucking hypoallergenic needle down. Not hypoallergenic. What the fuck am I thinking? Yeah, they're like,
hypodermic.
Hypodermic.
Hypoallergenic. So you don't have a bad reaction to this heroin.
Yeah. It gets away the.
You gotta get that clean, safe high. You can't be muddying it up with any allergies.
Yeah. Ooh, this one smells like cotton. Oh,
so
God.
Anyway, I don't know words. It's cool.
It's okay. It's all right. How much have you had to drink?
This is only my third beer. How sad is that?
Well, I mean, we took some time off. Your tolerances, you know, just things happen.
True. Yeah.
True, 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 true. That's what we're blaming on.
Yeah, yeah. It's all your fault, Nora.
Yeah.
No, nobody wants to be the person who's like, their fifth beer in is like, yep, I'm barely getting a buzz. And everyone else is like, I'm having a good time.
It's true.
Well, there's that. And, you know, there was those months of it just being awkward for her to chug a beer and then, you know, like just pull her boob out, squirt some milk in a cup and stick one of the test strips in it and be like, oh, somebody's getting formula tonight.
Yeah, the most awkward thing is to order a beer at Applebee's while your child, newborn child, is in a car seat next to you. Everyone looks at you.
Oh, fuck that. Like, you're a mom. You're going out to dinner. You're like, I would like a beer as well. And the guy who's like two booths down and is drunk as shit when he gets home from work is like, I can't believe she'd do that. What a hussy. Brr.
Right. So it gets a fucking beer.
I mean, at least order you're actively breastfeeding and sucking down a Bud Light.
Right? I've never done that in public. Just kidding.
That's perfectly fine, I guess.
Hey, I got a question for Heather.
Yes.
So what's the, like, etiquette on if you got a boob feed in public? Like, at mm-hmm. what point is it okay? And at what point is it like, hey, that lady is being weird and we should all shame her? Or is there an in-between? Because I always see the stuff on Twitter where it's like, this lady was boob feeding and people were shaming her. And I'm like, is she really being a jerk here or what?
No, I will tell you that a newborn baby has to eat every 2 hours. And it's very hard to wrap a schedule entirely around that. I don't think you should ever boob shame a woman for feeding a child. I do think that there are some women that are like, hey, look at me, I breastfeed and I'm a mom and I'm so great and I'm doing it in public because fuck you guys. I do think there are those people out there. But the majority of them are not those women. They are not those people. They are literally just feeding their baby. And it is very hard to do anything in two-hour increments. And they have to eat every 2 hours. It's not you feed them and then, like, you're done, and once they're done, 2 hours after that, you're feeding them for, like, half a fucking hour. And then you also have to diaper change. So you have literally, like, 45 minutes of time that you're not devoted to a child attached to your body. So it's very, very challenging. So I don't think you should ever...
So you watch The Office.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And this is why you deserve that goddamn beer.
Thank you. I earned it.
I should prime now use some Boss Light. But even Amazon is like, no. It's like, we'll sell some really shitty iPhone cables from fucking Taiwan, but we have standards. No Boss Light.
No Boss.
Come here. Especially with all of this fucking winter weather we have been having.
So today, we got a little bit of snow.
Ooh.
Yeah. And when I say a little bit, like, I just brushed it off my windshield with my hand in, like, two swipes.
Fuck you, by the way.
Yeah, it was all gone. All gone. I think it's supposed to be 65 tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, wait a minute. It was snow and then ice and then rain and, like, 40. But tomorrow I could go to the park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Sure. Yeah. Mother Nature's a fickle bitch. She lives on the east side of Rantyville.
Yeah, Mother Nature is literally trying to take us off of this planet.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I heard Mother Nature tried to take you off your feet.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, okay. So, Mr. Heather D and I decided to have a couple drinks the other night, and I was walking out.
You fucking earned it.
Right? Thank you. I was drinking vodka that night instead of beer. Because
VHR? Damn it. VCR?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes. VCR. We were VCRing it up all in this bitch. And we went outside, and for some reason I was walking to the car, not to drive or anything. I was going to get something out of there, or like, I don't remember what I was doing. I was a couple in.
You were going to put up a tent, clearly.
Out in the middle of winter. So I'm walking out there, and then all of a sudden...
And let's just say the term walking was used loosely.
Yeah, it was... I was dipping and dabbing and beeping and walk. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I was not walking a straight line at all. And I also forgot that there was like an entire sheet of ice. It was like a fucking pond of ice underneath all the snow that we were currently getting at the time. And my feet just decided to not be underneath me anymore. But thank God I have birth and hips. And I landed on these nice little airbags that I have. And did not break a single thing.
That's the most, like, best way to put it. Just my nice little airbags.
Yeah, built-in airbags, because God loves me. There's a woman in this town that slipped on ice. She shattered her ankle, like, has rods in her leg. Her legs went in opposite directions. That was not me. That was not me. I was much more protected than she was.
Well, gee, I notice now we've concluded the sexy part of the show. We've gone from your upper anatomy to now the lower anatomy, and I think we pretty much got it covered. No foot fetishes here.
Just everywhere.
Yet. You haven't read the Dear Abby yet. It could very well be like, I eat ass and feet, and then I'm like, God damn it. Paint us all in a bad corner.
Yeah, and then it would be
this one so much.
And then it would be dash dash and in all caps, not Tyler D from Iowa.
Just my picture being like this guy, fucking weird.
So, I just want to confess, I have not been on Twitter as much lately. But there's a reason for it.
No one's noticed. By the way, I'm just kidding.
Thanks.
We've noticed.
Thanks.
I was being sarcastic.
Feelings hurt. Never. No, I've actually fallen in love with Reddit again.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Reddit doesn't disappoint. Let me just put it that way. I'll give you the one that I actually came across it yesterday, and I was like, oh, this has got to go on the show, but then. There's the big one. I don't know if you've heard about the furnace party.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll get into the furnace party in a minute. but this one I really like because it ties back to the old retail rant and things I wish I had thought of. Let's see here. This is under subreddit confessions. And the title is, I was unexpectedly fired from my last job, and I still send junk mail there as revenge.
That's fantastic.
It's genius. Genius. Kind of long-winded, but it says, I was assigned this job as a temp to permanent, meaning they give you a trial period as a temp before they officially hire you. I was a receptionist, and that desk was traditionally the social hub of the company, so I got to know a lot of my coworkers very fast. I did my job well, the commute was short, lunches were provided, and I had a genuine love for the job. I was constantly being told how well I was doing, mostly because people were surprised at how quickly I picked up on everything. So I was confident that I would eventually be hired full-time. I was at the tail end of my trial period, only 3 more weeks to go. One day around 4:50 p.m., I was called into a conference room and my boss just up and fired me, simply stating that the company, quote, wanted to go in a different direction. We've all heard that bullshit before.
The not you direction.
Yeah.
You just can't say not you.
Yeah, we want to go in a different direction. Well, I'm going right, and we're going left, so fuck you. Let's see. Even after I asked, is there something I could have done differently, I was given the same generic different direction answer. It was so sad because I genuinely loved the job, and the people and I couldn't understand what I had done so wrong to suddenly get fired with no warning. Well, you were a temp. I mean, you know, it's a fickle market there. It's been a few months since that day, and my small passive-aggressive way of revenge is whenever I sign up for something that I know will send me junk mail, I list the office as my mailing address. I know the mail gets immediately thrown away, but my hope is that it's a slightly annoying task for the new receptionist. Yeah.
I'd have to think it is, and then also the question of, who the fuck keeps signing us up for, like, Flutes Monthly? Like, why? Why?
Exactly. Like, I would love to hear stories back from people talking about, oh, yeah, you know, I I got the Adam and Eve catalog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just some random, you know, even if it's like the local Antifa newsletter that comes in your mailbox or something. interested in the Klan? Be like, oh, yeah, sure. Bob Smith, old work address, and send.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Subscribe him. He needs this in his life. And old Bob will never see it, but the rumors going around the office, oh, boy, are they going to be vicious.
And you know Bob's thinking, like, why does this keep happening to me in the back of his head? He's just like, I know why. Because I'm a piece of shit.
Well, no, that'll be the best part. The receptionist throws it all away. But going back to the original post here, you know, that was the hub of the office. So everybody, kind of gathered around and chatted, you know, like the old water cooler days. And so, you could just imagine, you know, a few of these, NRA newsletters show up, and they're all addressed to Bob Smith, you know, and it's a very liberal office, and they're like, do you know Bob is a gun nut?
Why does Bob keep subscribing to NAMBLA newsletters? Like, does he not know what that is? Do we ask him? No, just let it slide.
Be like, you know, I'm afraid to look at Bob's browser history now.
But God. Someone should.
Yeah, after we escort him off the property with all the shit in a box.
Mm-hmm. Police not far behind.
Yeah, right?
That really is genius.
It is. I like it. I like it. I thought about it, and then I was like, yeah, no. They know it was me. Or maybe they wouldn't. Who knows? Who cares? Fuck them.
I do feel like you would give that much of an impact that people would instantly be like, I bet it was that motherfucker.
I bet it was Ranty. God damn it. That fucking genius.
Do it.
Fired him. This creativity, this work ethic, all from making it look like Bob wants to fuck kids. Hire that man. Give him a raise.
Why does he keep getting diaper samples sent here? I don't know. He keeps holding them up and sizing them up like he's planning on something deviant. Oh, Bob, you sick fuck. Oh, but yeah, so that's just fun. And then we're gonna go into just fucking weird. Subreddit Furnace Party.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with Lemon Party, surprisingly.
Or Sausage Party. I don't even know that it's a party.
But Netflix, stop putting Sausage Party in suggestions for children's movies, because my kids see that and they're just like, I love hot dogs, let's watch that movie. That shit needs to stop.
Yeah.
I love how you have the mom perspective, so all the stuff we're like, huh, that's funny, you're like, you don't realize what it's like till you have two kids screaming, I want to watch Sausage Party. And then you're like, oh god, if this happens in public, like, everyone's going to think I'm the worst mom ever.
Exactly.
And we're just oh, this was funny, durr.
No. I mean, that's the actual reality of it, is I don't want other people fucking judging me for my kids knowing what Sausage Party is.
And see, Heather and I both have the same problem here, Tyler, and that is we have children that are old enough and smart enough now to use the remote at 4 a.m.
Oh, yes. My 5-year-old has been learning multiplication to get past the fucking parental controls on YouTube Kids. He's just like, Mom, guess what? 3 times 5 is 15, and I'm like, stop asking me these math questions. Stop learning these things, because that's how you turn the timer fucking off. I'm proud of him and also very angry.
Well, no, at least you're not in the situation where I am. It was maybe like a month ago, I was out driving Uber, and so the kids got a Nintendo Switch for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being good to them. They've been pretty good all year. And, you know, I got age appropriate and, you know, all that, games, everything was good. And so I'm downtown driving Uber one night, and I get a notification. Incorrect PIN entered on switch number 1. It's 11:30. I don't even think she's awake. I said, fuck it. So I call her. And I get, what? The fuck are you talking about? Go see if they're both in bed. She goes and looks, and yeah, they're both in bed. So look, I'm going to screenshot this notification and send it to you. She's like, I'm telling you, he's asleep. Okay. Get up next morning, we're all eating breakfast. So I just kind of looked at him, and I was like, so, buddy, what time did you get up and try and play the Switch last night? And his eyes just bugged out. His fucking jaw hit the floor. About 11:30. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Okay. Because the Switch has an app. You can regulate time and have the whole thing shut off. It's great. But I realize, so I'm like, well, if he was in bed, but he's telling me he got up and did it, that I don't know what's going on here. So I tried it myself, and there's a 5-minute delay.
Good to know.
So in those 5 minutes, this little fucker said, well, lost cause, went back up, got back in bed, and fell asleep. And now my wife is thinking I'm a raving lunatic at, 11:35 at night going, no, somebody's trying to play the goddamn Switch right now.
The Switch is haunted. There's no one trying to play it. Ah!
It's a-me, a Mario. Or the ghost of a Mario. I'm here to haunt you.
Your voices are so spot on.
Yeah, you listen to it enough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so that necessitated me having to move the Switch upstairs to a room with a door and then putting a lock and key on it.
It's crazy how much it takes to keep children away from these things.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Switch is awesome.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, agreed. We just recently went through the World of Light on Smash Brothers. It was fantastic, except I'm at like 99.8% completed, so there's one fucking thing in that fucking game that I haven't finished because it's not fucking big enough. Sorry. I'm pissed off at this game.
Mad at a video game. Who'd have thunk it in this day and age?
I don't know. Mr. D was surprised.
The struggle is real.
It really is. I mean, first world problems, but seriously, this is an issue.
Well, it's not quite the issue that the city of Philadelphia is going to have on April 27th at noon.
What is that? Is that the furnace party?
The furnace party, yes.
Oh, God. I forgot about this. What is this?
So, this popped up on Reddit, and I will encourage everyone to go and look at this subreddit. It's fucked. The memes? Like, I thought my meme game was good. I am a fucking amateur compared to some of these people. Oh my God, it's amazing. So it started out, this letter started circulating around in a neighborhood in Philadelphia. And there were a few people with their, the Ring doorbell that has the camera and it captures motion, like takes a picture and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So these people caught this guy, and a black guy, a little disheveled, maybe homeless, I don't know. But he's slipping this letter, like, under people's doors and putting it in their mailboxes. And so somebody posted the letter. And, I can't even describe it. Like, I don't know if it's disturbing that there's, somebody this mentally whacked just going door to door in your neighborhood. But anyways, let me read the letter here.
Yes.
It starts off ABBA. ABBA in bold, all caps.
Like the band? Or
exactly. So it's just ABBA. And it's, centered. Then he starts typing his sentences. This is to inform you that all the food ate since first grade is alive in your body, especially the dead animal remains or meat, since it was cooked alive and is alive in your body. That's a sentence.
Oh, my God.
Anywhere it goes now, you must go with it. That's 365 days a year from first grade to now. Gets better. Breakfast, comma, lunch, comma, dinner. This one really threw me off. It's probably Bob Smith, fucking pervert. Also, newborn baby received your first grade body. Or a meal just like the 365 days a year.
I'm so lost right now.
Yeah, yeah. And trust me, it just gets fucking weirder. Next, I guess, subheading. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. No punctuation. The only way I see for you to save yourself from the every which a way of being burned alive that's scheduled is to become a solid steel statue by place yourself under anesthesia and mixing your body with melted metal, then re-solidifying the metal or seal yourself in cement. The reaction says it all. When it becomes real to you, you can type it up and have a lot of copies made, then pass them out and post them up. I'm not making this up.
Oh my god, so this happened to this guy.
No,
is that what he's saying?
No.
What is
this guy is a proponent. I'm not done, so it doesn't quite make all the sense that it doesn't yet.
I really hope that this stuff clarifies itself.
Yeah, yeah. The next sentence kind of covers it up.
Okay.
What is needed is a steel furnace where metal can be melted and the bodies of people and animals mixed with the metal to become steel, unable to be hurt.
Obviously.
Yeah. Next sentence. Of course, you'll be sedated first.
We're not monsters here, folks.
I know. You don't have universal health care or anything like that, but you'll be sedated first, don't worry. There will be, and just the letter B, a meeting on April 27th, 2019, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, on the subject of building a steel furnace at 27th and Girard Avenue on the vacant lot.
Please tell me you're going.
Oh, you have no idea.
Surely everyone in the bomb is going.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you get to the last two words, then it's like, oh, I better do this. What we need is a bulldozer to dig some trenches and steel furnace equipment. And then to finish it off, do attend.
Do attend.
Do attend.
So formal.
Do attend.
That sounds like one of those fucking Facebook statuses where they're like, just hit the middle protective text button until it makes a sentence.
Yes. Yes, that's, and again, Reddit is just fucking beautiful.
Oh, yes, we love it.
Let's see, I'm just going to go in here, furnace party, and just take a peek at some memes. Here we go.
So look, we're all going to show up, we're all going to step willingly onto some kind of a gurney that will help sedate us with laughing gas or something. And then we will be wheeled into the furnace with the metal, and we will all come out like the Terminator 1000, the Terminator 2, and we're all going to be clean, refreshed, no animals, no bad foods, no nothing. I'm excited, y'all. If he didn't say I had to attend, I'd probably be going there willingly.
Absolutely.
It's not a gurney. It's just a giant shower house, and they're like, oh, wait a minute.
I've seen this before.
This did not go. This did not go well the first time. Bad Holocaust joke. I should smack myself.
Mm-hmm.
You should have.
You're on a roll tonight.
I'm not smacking myself. No, but yeah. So like I said, the meme game is just fucking glorious. Advanced VIP passes drop Tuesday, and someone has taken the Firefest symbol and made it Furnace Fest. And they have, like, a big steel mill in the background. Oh, it's lovely. Someone has said, required reading, do attend. And it's, what to expect when you're expecting to become a steel statue unable to be hurt. Oh, God. Oh, these are just too good.
Just imagine, you know, you're hanging out and you somebody gets a note under their door and it says that. And you're just wondering, do I go to see what this is? Do I tell my friends? And then the internet's like, you know, this kind of scary situation is kind of funny. We're going to meme the shit out of it. And now we're all going to show up and see what happens with our giant furnace adventure.
Yep. Oh my God. This is the best I've seen so far. It's not even a meme. It's a real thing. The elevator listing for the marketplace in the Comcast tower has been reprogrammed, and it says on the 27 on this floor, ABBA, breakfast, lunch, dinner, steel furnace, do attend. Oh my god. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
The internet is a beautiful place.
And then there's the good old meme where it's the chick in the red dress and the guys turn around, the girlfriend's looking, I'm like, what the fuck? So the chick in red is sealing myself in concrete, and it's me turning around, and then the girlfriend is steel furnace. Then they got the statue of Rocky Balboa. I don't know if you guys have been to Philly. I'm guessing not.
No, ever since they won the Super Bowl and they just went nuts and somebody drove an ATV on the steps, I was like, nope, never going there.
Yeah.
Those guys are wild.
Yeah, it's so I think it was Rocky III. They erected it for the movie, but then they left it there, a statue of Rocky Balboa. And it's a real thing. It's still there. It's not on top of the steps. It's like down and to the right. But someone has taken a picture of the Rocky statue and says, "When I grow up, I want to be like Rocky. You're going to need a furnace and a bulldozer."
So when is this again?
April 27th, 2019.
Okay. So April 27th, we all need to, like, pay attention to our phones or whatever. And when the sea of people who show up to this vacant lot just starts happening, maybe the guy who set this all up will finally be revealed.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, if you guys want to go, I'm covering the Airbnb. I got the Airbnb covered.
I mean, I don't see how any of this could go wrong or go horribly at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, hey guys, let's take a quick commercial break. Not really for a commercial. Just take as our friends over at the Miserable Retail Slave say, a short little, quick little break. And we'll play a little music here in between. We'll decide what that is, after the fact, and then drop it in right here. And we totally planned it. But yeah, enjoy this music from this band.
Chance one to change. I don't
I'm also done with Dunkin' Donuts, despite it being super convenient on my way to work. I don't know if we discussed this on the show, but the Patels bought it.
And don't know who that is.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's now the every coffee is 50 cents more. Not necessarily a deal breaker. The preferred language at the speaker for the drive-thru is indiscernible. It's not English anymore. And then I like being fancy every now and then. I don't always have to get a donut. Maybe I would like a toasted croissant with extra butter.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Fancy bastard. He is a man of class.
Wee, oui, wee.
Oui. Oh, it's a penis.
But, you go out to any restaurant and you say, hey, can I have a little extra butter, say, for, you know, the rolls or whatever? And they give you these little pre-wrapped little pats of butter. Yeah. They're charging 80 cents for something smaller than that for my extra butter. And yes, God damn it, I did air quotes. So I go on like a Monday. Yeah, the whole thing's like $4.50, $5, something like that. I go through on a Thursday, it's $9.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, I just got the same thing like 2 or 3 days ago, and it was this, and now you're telling me it's this. Oh, we have new ownership. And I was like, okay, not coming back here. Yeah.
All right, I'm out.
I mean, butter is a deal breaker.
Yeah, it really is. Especially on a toasted croissant.
Mm-hmm.
It melts in, it really soaks it up.
We're not savage. Those
places are the ones that have like that kind of goodwill where you're like, oh, can I get an extra of this? And they're like, yeah, we just threw it in there. And you're like, hey, thank you, I will be back.
Yeah,
that is. The
places that nickel and dime you for everything, and you're like, this is fucking stupid.
Those are the kind of acts of kindness that this world needs right now.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and we say
kindness, it's just good business sense.
Yeah, and you know, the economy is booming. So I really don't think that butter's breaking you. You know? I mean, what's next? The guy at the fucking Chinese restaurant I go pick up carryout from, I'm going to be like, hey, can I get two sets of chopsticks? And he's going to be like, that's 50 cent. What the fuck? No. I'll eat with a fork then. Forget it. There's two really terrible cool stereotypical voices I've done so far. What else can we throw in? Why not?
Don't ever run for office, because this shit will find its way into the universe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, TRB lost the Indian vote today when it was revealed that he made the terrible...
He hates the Patels.
He hates the Patels, and here we have a recording of him telling a joke about the red dot on a woman's forehead.
Yeah, it seems like now more than ever, anything you did that was like, oh man, I made the stupid mistake or the stupid joke, like, there is no middle ground, you will be crucified.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Although, I will admit, I did grab her by the pussy.
Okay.
Yep.
You got two kids out of it, so that's good.
It was, I didn't say it was her, but no.
Snap.
You know, with Trump, the speculation is, did he actually do it? I'm telling you, I grabbed her by the pussy.
Yeah.
I stuck two fingers in, flipped her upside down, and carried her home like a six-pack. No, I'm just kidding.
That whole thing is a mess right now.
What isn't a mess these days?
Everything is a mess.
Everything is a mess. Everything is a mess. We got kids playing with... You know, we got I got more shit toys in at work. That was fun.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, yeah. You can decorate them. You can put stickers on them.
Ooh, for sparkly shit.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Got you a piece of shit. Oh, it's the best, Daddy. Thanks. No.
Do it yourself, shit.
Exactly.
I can't help but think that the constant talk of eating ass is probably part of the reason. So I apologize for making it cool to play with shit.
You are the reason for this.
I'm not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
No, no. This all started back when I had Randy on couch parties. So no, it's not you and your AEA membership. Most definitely not.
AEA, always eating ass.
See, the first time you said that, I was thinking the American Education Association, and I was just like, what would Tyler be doing there?
And here then I was the whole time, I'm going Ass Eaters Anonymous.
Yep, I put it together just now.
Your little token of your chit won't be round, it'll be in the shape of a piece of shit.
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't want to keep it then.
At the rate you go, sir, I don't think you'll ever earn one, so how about that?
Well, I'd never be in that class, so the ha!
And clearly it's not anonymous anyway, so, because you're saying, hi, my name is Tyler Daniels and I eat ass.
Yes.
You go there just to brag about it.
Yeah.
So
if you eat ass, just go follow at Drunk on Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Join the club, Ass Eaters. We eat the booty.
Brings a whole new term, brown noser.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I should have chose that word instead.
Yeah. well, you know, we've been at it for a while, and we took a little break there, but I think it's time for everybody's favorite segment on the show.
Dearest Abigail, fourth grade whore.
I'm wondering if we change it up eventually. We're ninth grade slut.
Ninth grade slut. Because she did grow up.
Well, fourth grade. Abigail. Fourth grade. What am I talking about?
Abigail did grow up.
Retirement home cheating whore co-worker. With leathery skin.
Leather.
Not Heather. Leather.
Yeah, I was thinking leather. I hold Heather D. on a higher platform. I'm like, classy mom. And then when I think of this, I'm like, ugh.
I mean, also because I am the palest person you have ever seen. I was putting on my makeup today, and I was putting on my foundation with a beauty blender, and my child was like, oh, I love your white face, mom. Like, thanks.
She's got white face.
The other kid came in and said, hey, nice paint job.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
The kid came in and said, goo goo gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will admit, I do find it funny when these girls think that, you know, you put on all this makeup, but you stop at the jawline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, I caught a headshot of the girl. I stopped in to get coffee somewhere other than Patel and Patel. And, mm-hmm. Like, I saw her head go by because she was, you know, walking, like, behind an aisle. And I was just kind of like, oh, wow, she's cute. Turn back, finish mixing up my coffee, and I turn, and she's ordering some food at the touchscreen, and I'm like, holy fuck, this is a two-tone Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was a Kardashian from the mandible up, and she was Casper the Friendly Fucking Ghost from the neck down.
Oh, yes. I work with one of these women, and I don't like her, so I have never told her that she is using her summer foundation in the winter.
What?
Yes. So women in the summer.
I thought this was just a wardrobe thing. There's a makeup for seasons?
Oh, yes. If you're not like me, because I am just pale all the time. Back in my day, I used to get a tan. I'd go outside and see the sun. Does not happen anymore. Most people, though, in the winter become pasty-ass white. And then in the summer, they go out in the sun and become not white. So you do have to have two different foundations, because those colors are insane.
Good to know.
FYI. That's a nice little kernel of knowledge I will drop on you guys today.
Yeah, well, I don't even think that has to be fact-checked. Well done.
Thank you. I do know my makeup. But Abigail, fourth grade whore, does not know her makeup.
Well, I, if we're going with the one I think we're going with, I think it's skin tone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so Tyler Daniels did not read this. He does not know what's my pick.
It popped up in the group chat, and I was like, why are you trying to ruin this? I don't want to know. My ears are open.
Yet I let Tyler in on Furnace Party last night, so I'm sure he's, you know, been memeing it up.
Hey, that was That was too good not to read.
Oh, this, my God. It's glorious.
I mean, this is not a furnace party, but this is still pretty good.
Yeah, this, yeah.
The thing is, these things are actual life. There's actual people sending into Dear Abby and putting on Reddit about all these furnace parties. Like, there's real people.
Yep.
Fucked up. Oh, man. Yep.
But entertaining as fuck for us.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, so yeah, thanks, guys. The hours of entertainment we've gotten from trashy people's problems.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then reading the comments, which makes it even better.
Mm-hmm.
This
year's that. It was like titled March to December Romance Trips, something about a family. I don't know.
Trips on question of having kids.
That's what it is. Yes, that's what it is. And I don't think that that's the real issue, but we'll get into that. Okay.
Now, I don't think I can do this one because it's not a woman.
I've got this. Unless you want to read it.
No. But if I have to read the woman ones in old lady voice, I need you to read this one in old man voice.
Ooh, I want to hear Heather's old man voice.
I want to hear what you sound like as a cum dragon. As a curmudgeonly fuck.
Dear Abby.
Yes. Oh, bring on the cum dragons.
This is cum dragon. Dear Abby. I'm a 67-year-old single white man. My girlfriend is 21 and African-American. We have been together. I keep slipping back into woman. This is hard.
See, it's harder, isn't it?
It's so hard. How do you do this? Well, woman
is your natural thing.
I mean, yes, but...
we're not trained actors here.
It's true. I mean, despite how professional we come across, we are not.
And I will admit, I'll give you a second to recoup here. Your 67-year-old single white man sounded awfully Southern.
He definitely came from the South.
Yeah, which leads me to be less inclined to believe that his girlfriend is African-American.
Yeah, I think, first of all...
Hey, maybe he's one of those Southern white guys who's like, I don't like black people. And then when he goes home, he's like, ebony, thick, BBW.
Craigslist misconnection.
Please see, I come over and spit on my face.
I subconsciously put that in there because I think that the 67 and 21-year-old is actually the real problem in this whole fucking situation.
Oh, I agree.
But anyway.
I agree. You just added a different level of inference, that's all. Okay. I'm a 67-year-old single white man. And my girl, well, let me just say... Sweeter, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Goddamn, hot damn, God bless America.
I can literally hear your teeth missing right now.
Oh, potato.
My girlfriend is 21 and African American. We've been together a year and a half and are deeply in love. We have lots of fun together and go out and do things. When we are out together, people often stare at us. She's very attractive and turns heads. I tell her, everyone is looking at her because she is so beautiful, but that's probably not totally true. We want to be together, but I'm reluctant. The love feels good and true, but the rest is scary. We would like to have children, but she wonders if there's any risk in having a child with me. We have tried to break up, but we've missed each other so much we got back together. We have a very active sex life.
Oh, give me a high five.
Yeah, there's the problem.
Do you have any advice?
Too much. My sex problems.
Yeah. All right. And here, I'll offset your old man. Dear Uncertain.
Thank you.
People may stare because of the large discrepancy in your ages or because they aren't used to seeing interracial couples in 2019.
Thank you. Thank you. That is not the issue.
Yeah. Because you were concerned about how things will play out if the two of you decide to start a family, it would be wise to get genetic counseling because of your age. While 67 isn't over the hill, whereas I'm 98 and a dusty old fuck.
True.
The decision to embark on the decision to embark on starting a family at that age may depend upon your overall health and the life expectancy in your family.
Okay. No.
So here's where I'm going first. And it's not white, black, or 67-21 necessarily. I'm going to skip down to the life expectancy in your family. Maybe she knows that your family traditionally doesn't make it past 70.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is Anna Nicole Smith Part 2.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I've been to plenty of bars in my time. We've all been to plenty of bars.
Mm-hmm.
Have we ever seen the old man who's just drinking his sorrows and his social security away in the back corner have a girl come up and just start grinding on him?
No, that does not happen.
Not even on a bet with sorority girls.
No.
Mm-mm.
Now, how much you want to bet this is a stripper, and this guy has come in, given her tons of money, been like, how's your day, and all that stuff, and now they're together, and she's just like, he pays for my stuff, so yeah, we're dating, quote unquote.
Yeah, like, they don't even actually go out and do things. Like, he takes her to the mall and buys her more stripper clothing.
Well, I don't know, we have lots of...
you're going to work, you don't have to, you can live here with me, and she's like, well, I just want to be a supportive woman, and then she goes out and she's like, give me that dick.
They don't actually take the dick. You can't touch them. That's a big no-no.
Oh, you're telling me if a stripper didn't want to be touched, she wouldn't be like, yeah, you can touch my hoots.
Yeah, let me just clarify, okay? Once you hit a certain dollar threshold, you do whatever fuck you want.
Oh, God.
Okay. I gave you $500. Please touch my pangas.
Yeah.
That sounds an awful lot like prostitution.
It does. Except they have cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
so it's like,
if the girl says, look, he said for $1,000, would I be okay with him having his cock out during the lap dance? Look, I'm going to give you $250 of that grand. But we don't need to discourage this, okay? The other thing, having kids at that age, obviously for her, not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Not an issue. Him, however, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that when this dude busts a nut, it looks like Kobe Bryant at the beginning of a basketball game with all the chalk.
That's LeBron James, you old fuck.
He, you know, he's just like, oh yeah. There's no. It's just
cement.
Yeah, it's dried. They need to bring this man to the furnace party.
Yes, for sure, definitely, he deserves to be in the furnace.
Hey, why's that old guy jerking off in the corner? That's a cement guy. Don't worry about him. He's fine.
Don't make eye contact. It's fine.
Women, children, elderly first.
Maybe one of the things they're going to go out and do is the furnace party.
That way, all the other weird
things. It can be a couple's activity. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, there's clearly no judgment at this place.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, come on. Look, you know, the age is going to be mere speculation because everybody's going to be metal. There'll be no black or white.
It's true.
Metal.
It's true.
You know? Just be like, oh, look at that handsome steel couple over there. He looks a little old for her, but that's okay.
And she's black and he's white, but they'll make lovely shades of metal.
Hey, well, actually, see, what'll happen is they'll get their remains mixed up and they'll be gray.
Ah, it's so poetic.
Yeah.
We will live together forever as a part of each other once we go to the furnace party.
We're solving racism one metal person at a time.
That's what it is. It's a whole race relation thing.
That makes sense.
You know, everybody says white this.
Smile on your brother. Everybody come together in the first right now to attend.
Oh, that was lovely. God.
Yes, well done, sir. You need a little guitar work there with that.
That's post-op country.
But yeah, so 67-year-old single white man. I'm just going to guess, you know, he's been widowed. You know, the wife may have passed at that age. Not uncommon. And so, you know, he's still got his mojo. Maybe the ex-wife was just a total cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know what? I know she's looking down on me right now. And, you know, with all those racist tirades she would unleash in the grocery store, guess what? Look who I'm with now, bitch. I mean, again, the black-white really isn't that big of a deal. The age isn't that big of a deal until we start talking about starting a family.
Because,
I mean, come on. You're going to be 85 at your kid's graduation? At your son's high school graduation, you're going to be 85 years old?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be dead by then, but that's just me.
Well, that's where the life expectancy of 70 is kicking in, and she's going, oh, yeah, I'm going to get them ducats. I'm going to get that money.
Dollar bill.
That's why I feel like he secretly knows that this is a sugar daddy situation. I think that he knows that, and that's who he's like, no, I really don't want to put offspring in you on the off chance that it does happen, and then I owe you lots of money. I have all of this.
Probably right.
I'm really hoping that he actually understands that, and he's not trying to be like, it's because we're an interracial couple, because that is not a thing anymore. No one, it's be with whoever you want to be with. That's whatever. I do think 67 and 21 is weird, and I think that there's probably either some daddy issues on the girl's end, or it is a sugar daddy thing, which is whatever.
Yep.
I think they just need to talk this out and be like, look, if this is a sugar daddy relationship, or if this is a, you know, you want to fool around with an older man and get all the money type of thing, which is a sugar daddy relationship, I don't know why I said that, you know, then they just got to talk about it and be like, hey, I don't want kids, you want money, like, we can make this work. If you want kids, sorry, hit the bricks.
See, and still at the same time, there's the whole we've tried to break up, but we got back together.
Yeah, she ran out of money. I mean,
she's like, I got to get a real job. Fuck that.
I will say, though, that there's this really weird thing that happens to a woman when they're, like, in their early 20s. I wouldn't say 21, but early 20s, where they're just like, good Lord, I need someone to put a baby inside of me. It's weird. It happened to me before that, so thank God I didn't just, like, go get impregnated by a random-ass person. But there's a lot of thirsty girls that are, like, 22 to 25 years old.
Oh, I hear them in the back seat all the time driving around.
Oh, yeah. I had a 19-year-old talk to me the other day while I was holding my baby, and she was like, I have such baby fever. And I'm like, you're fucking 19. Shut that shit down right now. Do not.
Well, you know what? I can tell you right now, it's your fault.
It is
your fucking fault. You want to know why? I'm going to let you take a guess first.
Because I make adorable-ass babies.
I can't dispute that. They are beautiful children. But it's your fucking fault because you watching Teen Mom all the goddamn time kept the Nielsen ratings up and kept it on the air.
True. Sorry, I really thought you were going with the baby route, because, I mean, they are fucking adorable. But yeah, I get that now, actually. I mean,
all the pictures you post on Facebook of your kids are like, they're the cutest, they are fun, I want to have kids. And then later you tell stories where you're like, yeah, they run around and show their asses all the time. It's like, I don't even know.
I know, right?
They're bunnies.
Yes.
They keep showing them bunnies.
Except today, this is different sidebar. I just couldn't believe this fucking happened at Walmart. Okay, so there's this little song where they go, how does it go? Johnny, Johnny, yes, Papa. Eating sugar, no, Papa. Telling lies, no, Papa. Open your mouth, ah. And they're like, okay, clearly Johnny was eating sugar. His Papa caught him. So my son decided to change Papa with, or sugar. He decided to change the word sugar with butts. So middle of fucking Walmart. He's going, Johnny, Johnny, yes, Papa, eating butts, no, Papa. Shut the fuck up.
Tyler, eating butts. Your breath smells like shit.
Go away, Papa. Don't make me open the mouth. No, Papa Ranty, I was not eating the ices.
Open the mouth!
Eating ices? What?
That's
Were you eating the ices? I'm sorry, yeah. I just imagine like a little German child, like with his little like wiener schnitzel and being like, oh, Papa Ranty, I was not eating asses. And you'd be like, you open your mouth. No, Papa Ranty. Oh, this
the whole, like, the
whiskey is hitting me.
Nice. That makes the whole ISIS threat and terrorism thing like not near as scary now when we're like, oh, no, it's just someone with a German accent saying asses.
ISIS.
Let me know when you go to your first AEA meeting, Tyler, and there's a Brit there.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you spelled it all wrong. It's arses.
Eat arses. What's wrong with eating That's arses?
Right. Eat more arse.
I do apologize for helping reiterate the fact that if you get pregnant at a young age, you will be famous and make lots of money. I know that I am a part of the problem. It is so hard not to be a part of the problem.
If I have to go to meetings for eating ass, you have to go to meetings making kids seem like the best thing ever. Which sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Just like eating asses. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's terrible.
We all have our days. Yeah, we all have our days.
Yeah, so you know what? Let's just say I'm old school. Okay.
Okay.
And it's an exit only kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, right?
You just got to break it down, Tyler. What's so great about munching the balloon knot?
We're not having this debate right now. Because I have to prepare bullet points. I have to get a PowerPoint up. I have to get some pictures and stuff and be like, let me tell you why eating ass is cool. And then I got a picture of like some cartoon character giving like a thumbs up and be like, eating ass is for everybody.
I swear to God, if I wake up at 3 a.m. and there's a fucking PowerPoint in my inbox, I am going to be mad as fuck.
It depends on how drunk I get this weekend.
My God.
Tell you about eating ass. It's all, you know, there's 3-point plan. Oh, you know what? I'm going to make this thing. I'm going to put like an ungodly amount of puns in it. I think that's what I'm going to do.
So many asses. There's going to be asses everywhere.
No, like I want to be like, here's a multi-point plan. And then it just looks like an anus.
If you bring up the Kardashians at any point, it's just instantly refuted.
No, I wouldn't bring up the Kardashians. They suck.
Good. Proud of you.
Oh, no, what the fuck?
I'm going to bring up a famous black rapper, Trick Daddy, who created the Eat a Booty Gang and went on the YouTube show Hot Ones and talked all about eating booty and why you should do it and how if you don't eat your girlfriend's booty, he's going to do it for you.
Okay. All right. So apparently you're not alone.
No.
Because Google has way too much supporting evidence, and I'm just going to read titles.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to read titles, okay? So I type in how to eat ass. It takes 0.28 seconds for Google to give me 324 million results. Let's run down the list. Page one.
That's a large number.
Yeah. Yeah. How to eat ass. Life hacker. I don't know that's a life hack I need.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, man, how'd you ever make it through life? Not knowing how to munch ass. Oh, my God. How to eat ass. YouTube. Rimming.
Don't
guide to eating ass. Analingus, in parentheses. Complex.com. Okay. 20 tips about eating ass from people who just simply love it.
Uh-huh. Tyler's number one on that.
It's just me 20 times.
Yeah.
I think I found you, though. How to eat ass. The yummy checklist to eating booty like a boss.
That was definitely Tyler.
That just screams Tyler all over it. And then the little, you know, the header, getting a little tired of the old routine. Well, it's time to get a little cheeky. Ha ha ha. What I mean is, it's time to learn how to eat ass. How to eat ass, a complete guide, HuffPost.
Oh my god, Huffington Post, they did that?
Yeah, what inspires me is using the internet to pass gay wisdom down from one generation. Gay wisdom?
That's amazing. Wow.
Down from one generation to the next, and that's why I created this ass-eating video.
I sent Tyler stuff to the Twitter.
How to eat an ass, BuzzFeed. We asked guys what it's like eating ass, and I can't believe some of, and then it gets cut off. Eating Ass, a Guide for the Straight Man, New York Magazine. Oh, okay. Wait, what? And it says, Eating Ass, a Guide for the Straight Man by Ross Benes. A man tosses a salad. Sometimes butt tastes like poop. Really?
Yeah,
no shit! Get the fuck out of town.
I see what you did there.
In fact, that very possibility. And then, whoa. All right, yeah, I don't. See, number 10 here on this result page is just going to, it's just going to kill everything. It's going to kill everything. 21 rimming tips everyone should know. Brought to you by the website HIVplusmag.com.
Why? Why?
Tomorrow morning, Mrs. Tierby is going to be like, what the fuck did you do last night when
what
she sees your internet
fuck
browser?
What are you guys talking about?
She's going to be like, I am ready for this about damn time.
Yeah,
no,
wow.
I will tell you, no, she won't.
Now, let's see if we can share the screen here. Can you guys see that? No? Nothing?
Let me see. Hang on. I see.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I see Reddit. Wait, why is it my Reddit?
I don't see it.
Do I have it on share screen? I don't want that. Yeah. Okay.
Well. All right, so that's not working. But yeah, anyways, yeah. HIVplusmag.com gives you 21 rimming tips everyone should know. Everyone
Tyler?
Yes.
Do you need to have a conversation with us?
About what?
About maybe the ladies are not what does it for you anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure it is what did for me.
Just all these last messages that we've been having. I'm just a little... I just want you to embrace your natural self.
No, I'm pretty sure I like ladies.
Did you know on my sister's 21st birthday, I got really drunk and told my brother that being gay is A-okay?
What was his response?
He was surprisingly not angry at me. So I kind of think I maybe kind of got through to him.
Good. Good!
Right? That's what I thought.
We still need to have your little sister on this show.
I can get her super drunk someday.
Yeah, yeah. And what we will definitely not do is Google how to eat ass.
Yeah, because that's not...
No. No. We don't need to give that young, impressionable mind any ideas. Well, I think it's come full circle.
We did that.
Full bunny.
Full rim.
Full rim. Full edge of the crater.
Gross, guys. God. I'm a lady.
Said who?
Said me and my three children. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding. I really am a lady.
That's woman.
Yeah. I'm not classy. I'm sorry.
You're not classy. Tyler's assy, and I'm just a bastard.
There we go. Thanks for listening, guys.
That's why we're all friends, and why people like to hear you.
Yep. And surprisingly, somehow it works when we Google strange things. But that being said, I'd like to thank our guest, Mr. Tyler Daniels, for taking time out of whatever his recreational hobbies really are.
PowerPoint, mostly.
PowerPoint. Great. I can't wait for my phone to ding in 4 hours. But yeah, follow this man on the twits at Drunk on Comedy. Need some followers. Help the man out. Come on. And who knows? Maybe we'll see him added back to the Ranty Studios Network here soon.
You never know.
You never know. Maybe it'll just be a show on, I don't know, like strange sexual addictions. Who knows?
It's just me being like, so I got a boner from this today. I was watching TV. Animal Planet came on. There were some hippos there. Started to get a chub. Don't know what it's about. Might be gay. Might be straight. Anyway, that's our show. We'll see you next week.
Do it.
Watched an antelope get mauled by a lion. Realized I had to leave the room to jerk off because the roommate was there.
Exactly. She was like, why are you getting all excited and squirming? And I was like, oh, just really care about antelopes. And I ran upstairs and I was shooting ropes. You open this door. You open this door, and then I kicked it open.
Do you have a hemorrhoid, or are you getting aroused watching National Geographic again? Why do you keep rising up out of the seat?
Dear Diary, the characters on The Masked Singer kind of make me hard. I hope it's not somebody who I don't like.
Oh, God. So that's Tyler. At Drunk on Comedy, follow him on the twits.
I'm drinking.
I follow.
Good man.
Mm-hmm. I follow Drunk on Comedy.
I might send you something to post on your things. I have a show that I'm doing on Friday on Twitch. Me and my best friend, we get together and we do Jackbox Party Pack online with the people who watch. And when we lose the game, we have to eat chips with super hot sauce on them. So I get really drunk, and he usually stays sober because he has to run the ones and twos and stuff. But we play Jackbox, it's a hoot, and at the same time, you get to watch us eat like super hot sauce and cry a bunch. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Hey, you got an address for that Twitch stream?
I can send it to you.
Okay, let me know.
Well, he spells it weird. He's weird.
He spells it weird. So here's what you need to do, people. You need to follow at Drunk on Comedy, and he'll post Twitch on his page there, or his profile, whatever the fuck it is. Whatever, I don't know what it is anymore. There's so many goddamn social medias.
It's true.
The Face Space, the My Book, the Twigram,
the Twigram,
the
Instater.
Instature.
That's what's left. It's like Instature. Okay.
Yeah, just run it all. Just make it one giant platform.
Yes.
And leave Facebook out because fuck Zuckerberg.
Wait a minute. I know where I can pull this up at. Okay.
Oh, all right.
So if you want to see me and my shut up thing, if you want to see me and my best friend drink, play Jackbox, which you can be a part of it as well. That's how Jackbox works. And do hot sauces from Hot Ones, where we cry a bunch, and it's just painful, and it's a terrible experience. Only do it once a month. Check out Friday. I don't know when the show will be up, but Friday at 8 o'clock Central Time, if you check out the Zidane 16, Zidane_16. I didn't come up with the name. He's stupid. You can watch the show, and it should be a good time. I get drunk, and I do Da Bomb hot sauce, and it's a painful, terrible experience.
Nice.
I poop real bad the next day.
I bet you do.
What a shitty episode this is.
I never poop on stream, but like I cry. We chug milk. One time he put a bunch of yogurt up his nose because dumbass touched his face. I wonder what would happen if he had put it on his penis. He probably would have fucked that yogurt cup. It was his yogurt cup, too.
But can that aftermath be a thing also? Like, stay tuned for what happens tomorrow.
I'll tell you what happens tomorrow. Fiery poops. Lots of fiery poops.
Stay tuned for a live stream from outside the bathroom in Tyler's house.
Give that to the internet. That's what the people want.
Yeah.
I bring it in, I bring the camera inside. You're just lucky there's no smell-o-vision. God, I'm gross.
Smell-o-vision.
Really, I told myself I wasn't going to drink tonight. I was like, I'm not going to drink. I have shit to do. And then everyone's cracking beers. We're having a good time. I'm with my friends. I start drinking. I go into like a 90-minute monologue about the joys of eating ass. It is a just. It is a wild and wacky time.
It happens here.
Yep. Rantyville's a wild, fucked up place. But we're glad to have you.
It's a great place with wonderful people.
Indeed. Population 2 plus you, plus Tyler.
It's no longer 2.5 plus you.
No.
Oh my god.
No.
I forgot we did that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's all coming back to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's only been like over half a year, but you know, we'll eventually get back in a group.
Yeah, who's keeping track?
Yeah, and then once I spend all this tax return money and I need Uber money, I'll start doing that again, too.
Yes!
Yeah, it's good times. But
we need another Jose, not Mike.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the listeners do. I don't. Oh, my God. But, yeah, so to follow the hosts of this show, of course, the amazing Heather D at I before E, Sept after C, and me, it's just at the Ranty Bastard. That's it. Somebody actually had at the Retail Rant before. And I was like, what the fuck? And they hadn't posted in like 6 years. But anyhow, that's another story for another time.
And that guy that went by the TRB, the Toronto Realty Blog.
Oh,
we need to pick up on him.
Yeah, David something.
Oh, yeah, he's we harassed him. Didn't
oh,
we?
Yeah.
We need to check up on him soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to give him a, you know, hey, what's my house worth in Toronto? Is it entirely based upon proximity to a Tim Hortons? Oh, boy. All right. Well, everybody, it's been a blast this week, and we know exactly how this show wraps up. So, to close this thing out this week, Heather has a very special message for your mummy.
I remember this message. Been too long.
If your mom is free on April 27th, tell her to meet me at the furnace party and tell her I said hi. Do attend.